And if there's such a thing as a rock star poet, Billy Collins is it. His two appearances at the Pen Pals reading series in the Twin Cities this week have essentially sold out. He's a former U.S. Poet Laureate, and he's known for his accessibility. And Billy Collins told You and Care that deep down, his poems often deal with a dark subject.
To talk with Billy Collins is to engage in gentle sparring. I'm rolling my my tape.
I'm rolling my eyes. But let's go anyway.
Now 75, Billy Collins has been called the most popular poet in America by the New York Times. His new collection, The Rain in Portugal, contains some 40 poems about love, life, dogs, and cats. When asked to pick one to recite, he chooses quickly.
So it's a poem called Predator. It takes only a minute to bury a wren, two trowels full of dirt, and he's in. The cat at the threshold sits longer in doubt, deciding whether to stay in or go out.
It just takes seconds to read, but opens a window on the realities of life. It leaves a distinct sense of unease. Collins says he was inspired by reading what he called some savage poems.
There's one, I forget who wrote it, it goes like this. The teeth of the fox are in the bunny, and nothing can remove them, honey. See, that's kind of brings Anthony Hopkins to mind, like he could have recited that.
Collins says he's always been inspired to write poetry by reading other poets.
No one's smart enough or brilliant enough to go into a room and just invent this thing called poetry. So most people write poetry because they've read poetry. I think most people play the saxophone because they've heard other people play the saxophone.
The secret to his poetry, he says, is a drive to be conversational.
I want to give the reader the sense that I'm not committing an act of literature so much as I am speaking to you. I am talking to you.
When asked about the drive behind his latest collection, he says he doesn't write books. He writes poems.
And then when I have enough of them, I just gather them together and see if my editor agrees that we have a book.
The title comes from a poem about the times he has thought about broadly accepted poetic lines such as The Rain in Spain and Stitches in Time and applied them elsewhere. Developing a random thought is how he came to a poem with a Minnesota theme called In Praise of Ignorance.
On a bench one afternoon in a grassy park in Minneapolis, I realized that what I like best about the dogs of Minneapolis is they have no idea they're in Minneapolis.
The poem blooms into a meditation on dogs in other parts of the U.S. and their awareness of their location. It then moves on to considering poets of the past and their dogs. It's tempting to try to find themes about dogs, cats, and jazz in the collection, but Collins points elsewhere.
I mean, to me, it seemed to be the very basic themes of poetry itself, which are essentially mortality. The mortality problem, which no one seems to be able to solve. I say if you're majoring in English, you're majoring in death, basically, because that's the resounding theme that underlies so much English poetry.
But for all that might imply, The Rain in Portugal is filled with poetic delights, small glimpses into the mysteries of life and the workings of Billy Collins' mind. He'll read from the book at the Friends of the Hennepin County Library's Pen Pal series on Thursday evening and Friday morning. He'll also talk about his poems, some of which he admits are only now becoming clear to him as we talk about them.
You know, I don't really think these things through as much as I'm doing right now, but now it's becoming clear to me as I wrestle with myself.
Including the implications of the fact the dogs of Minneapolis don't know where they are. Covering the arts, I'm Ewan Kerr. Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hear Billy Collins read the full poem about the dogs of Minneapolis and three others at nprnews.org. You'll see the link if you follow me on Twitter at Tom Cran.